And of course, Daryl Ryder joins us, courtesy of Scheibe Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. What's up, brother?
Hey, Daryl.
Hello, boys.
You ready?
As ready as I'm ever going to be, Baskin.
You got your pencil sharpened?
No.
You got your pens ready to go?
No. I just got my four eyes.
Yeah?
And my TV locked in, ready to roll.
You a quill and ink guy? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes. No. I'm a committed to memory guy.
I can see you as a quill and ink guy.
I like many a former Browns head coach, I do like to watch the tape after.
Oh, good for you. Now you know what every answer is going to be for Monday when you have to talk to all the questions. Well, you know, guys, great question. You asked me, how did Shedeur Sanders play? I got to be honest. I got to watch the tape. How'd that one rookie look? Oh, got to watch the tape. What else? Hey, I got to go tape up in the trainer's room. Listen, Daryl, what do you want to see tonight? What's a win tonight for this team? And I'm not talking about points on the board.
Shedeur coming out and executing the offense flawlessly. Smooth operation, move the football, get some points on the board if opportunities present itself. You know, obviously decision-making is going to be important, but, you know, this is a tremendous opportunity for Shedeur to show the Browns that having him right now cemented as the number four quarterback is not the way to go, and that he should get additional opportunities. So, obviously, all eyes on Shedeur, but there's a lot of things to watch tonight besides just the rookie fifth-round pick.
So what would those be, in your opinion?
The other rookies.
I guess, yes.
Yeah.
Other rookies.
Yeah.
Describe.
Mason Graham, who nobody's talking about, yes, and is having a very good camp. Carson Schwechinger, yeah, people are talking about him. Everyone's talking about him. Might be the JOK replacement. And one of my favorite rookies, Harold Fannin Jr., the kid from Bowling Green they drafted, the tight end. I like him a lot, and I'm excited to see him play. So, look, I'm going to be paying an awful lot of attention to these rookies just because I feel like this is a group of young players that can positively contribute on the field this season. Well, outside the quarterback position. I don't have any expectation there. But these other kids, I think that they're going to be able to play a major role in 2025.
All right, so we are expecting to see all the rookies tonight? Yes or no? I would say yes, but I don't know.
Well, I mean, not Quinshon Judkins. He's not signed,
okay, so. I'm sorry. Anybody who's eligible, sorry.
All eligible rookies, yeah. I mean, I would anticipate that they, you know, get some burn, including these, you know, these undrafted free agents. You know, Gage LeVarden's having himself a great camp. Floria, the kid from Kent State's having a pretty good camp. I think both of those players have an uphill climb to make the 53-man roster, but as we've talked about, Andy, in the past, like, this isn't a 53-man roster. The Andrew Berry approaches it like a 69-man roster. You have your active 48 on game day, then obviously your active 53, and then your practice squad gets you back up to 69 there. But I think both those two receivers, while it's going to be tough for them to make the team, I think they're absolutely bona fide practice squad players with opportunity to get bumped up on game days to the active roster when needed, if needed.
Should fans have a level of frustration at the fact that you're not going to see any of the veteran starters in this game?
It's the preseason. No.
Okay.
You want to get to the preseason as healthy as possible, and knock on wood, you know, during Kevin Stefanski's tenure, this is what he does. You know, for the most part, yeah, I know, you know, we've had Grant Delpit go down in training camp before. Obviously, this year, losing MJ Emerson, which is a, you know, pretty significant blow there. They've lost a player here and there, but by and large, they've been able to contain a lot of the soft tissue injuries and get guys back from them and on the field in time for week one. So Stefanski does a good job taking care of his players through what I believe to be just an unnecessarily long training camp in preseason process here. But I don't have any gripe with him not playing the key players, the veteran players. And you know what? Here's why. Because if one of those guys gets hurt, which, by the way, we are seeing, we're not only seeing it in training camp, we're seeing it in preseason games already, guys are getting hurt. If any of those players got hurt, What are you guys going to be hearing all, you know, the next day? Exactly. Kevin Stefanski's an idiot. Why would he think about playing these guys? Now they're hurt, this, that, and yet, right? So I don't have any problem with Kevin, you know, taking these first two preseason games to evaluate the middle to back end of the roster. And then, of course, third preseason game, got to get a dress rehearsal in.
Is Luke Floria the toast of the town, or is it Gage Larvidan? Is it Larvidan, right? Yeah.
I think, well, as I said, both of those guys are practice squad candidates, Andy. They're not going to make the roster, but as I mentioned, they are they're definitely practice squad candidates. But and then obviously when you're on the practice squad, you got a shot to be active for game day.
I mean, you always know, right? We always have this. There's always a player that jumps off the page during these preseason games, and people are like, oh my God, they're great. Oh, they're great.
Look, those guys are neck and neck for camp MVP. Unsung hero, unknown guy, MVP. Right. Like, I mean, you know, they're the William Gay of the 2025 training camp, right? But again, and I am anticipating they're only keeping five receivers anyway because they're going with the 12 personnel.
Man, I just can't see it.
These receivers aren't good. They've got three receivers.
But can they tackle? Can they play special teams? That's my question. Yeah,
I know. And that's what's going to be the deciding factor when you're talking about your third or your fourth running back, your third tight end, your sixth wide receiver, even the fifth wide receiver. Like those are all going to be factors.
All right, Daryl, and of course Daryl Ryder joining us on the fan hotline, and of course all of us, it's powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Anytime you hear Daryl on the station here, I got to go back to the quarterback thing with Shedeur Sanders and how this is all going to look. Do you expect him to look overwhelmed in like the beginning of this game and then kind of find his footing as the talent on the defensive side goes? And how much should we judge him against the first team and second team Carolina Panther defense?
I don't know what to expect tonight, and that's why my curiosity has peaked, Dan. I have no idea what to expect. And therefore, I'm not putting any expectations on him. I'm not putting limitations on him. I'm just going to sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride and see what happens. Because the fact that he's going against the first team Panther defense, I think that's a good thing. I think that gives you a pretty good barometer there. Obviously, the supporting cast around him, they got a block for him. They got a, you know, when the ball's thrown to him, they got to catch it right, and all those type of things. I'm evaluating Shedeur on how crisp things run, and are the throws on target. Okay, it's not his fault if guys drop footballs, so can't hold that against him. I know everyone's going to look at the completion percentage, like some folks have been doing throughout training camp, tracking the completions for all these quarterbacks and 7-on-7 and 11-on-11. But I'm going to be looking at the mechanics of the position more so the actual completion percentages in that. And then also, too, you know, what does he look like in situations down and distance, third and long or third and short, red zone, things like that. That's where, for me, the evaluation with Shedeur comes in. It's not just about his completion percentage.
I'm looking at this similarly. Daryl, have you seen floating around this whole thing of he's being put in a lose-lose type of situation?
I posted on X yesterday. It's the I cover the Browns, so like I should be immune to stupidity, but that is
that's the T-shirt.
The top end of it. Is these folks getting on social media saying that the Browns drafted Shedeur Sanders only so that they could sabotage him. This is a great conspiracy because the Browns ruin quarterbacks and they are the perfect team to ruin this guy's career, and it's being done intentionally. It might be the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And I've heard a lot of really, really dumb stuff over the years, but that's near the top. I'm not going to sit here and rank the dumb stuff I've heard, but that's right up there. The reason Shedeur is the fourth quarterback is because that's what they're observing from him in comparison to the other three guys. He's not as far along as the other three guys in their eyes. My eyes, your eyes, fans' eyes don't matter, okay? The keyboard warrior's eyes don't matter. It's what the organization evaluates, and that's where their evaluation is right now. And as I said earlier, he's got an opportunity to change the opinion of the organizational evaluation as far as where he is at. Does he operate within the offense? Does he run it the right way? Or are all his plays because, well, he's, you know, I said this with the morning show this morning, is he's going Jonathan Moxon and just making it up as he goes along just to, you know, to make stuff happen, right? Well, if that happens, that doesn't mean the Browns going to be happy with that because it's not within the structure of what Stefanski wants, right? And we don't know. Like, it's just, like I said, sit back, relax, enjoy the ride tonight, and let's see what this kid's made of.
All right, Daryl, looking forward to it. I was going to ask some questions about Dylan Gabriel, but I'm going to pass. I heard what you had to say for most of the week on that. So I don't think the fan club's going to be calling you anytime soon. Just going out on a limb, that's all.
I will say this. I'm a little disappointed we don't get to see him tonight.
I want to see him too.
So hopefully we get to see him next week in Philadelphia against the defending champs. But yeah, I would like to see Dylan Gabriel with some live reps. No question about it.
All righty. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.